is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the European Commission said Wednesday the European Union will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted and instead used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus elections. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she wants European leaders to dismiss the results.
I call on you not to recognize these fraudulent elections. Mr. Lukashenko has lost all the legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world.
Authorities in Belarus have resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of the authoritarian president. Soldiers who ousted Mali's president in a coup promised Wednesday to oversee elections within a, quote, reasonable time and move swiftly to hold talks with one of the West African nation's most influential power brokers. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita resigned and dissolved parliament Tuesday after the mutineers detained him at gunpoint, further rocking a country that is in the grips of a jihadist insurgency and plagued by civil unrest. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States strongly condemns the mutiny, calling on all political and military actors to work toward restoration of a constitutional government. The European Council president also says the military coup is deeply worrying and could destabilize the West African region. Via remote, this is VOA News. A top U.S. official